Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of using your iPhone or iPad or iPod Touch as a remote microphone to your Apple Mac. This basically works by installing an application on your iOS device, running an application on your Mac, and then both applications linking up through a local Wi-Fi network. The name of the application is Remote Mic, as in R-E-M-O-T-E space M-I-C, Remote Mic. You can search for the iOS app in the App Store by just putting in Remote Mic. If you want to actually get to the web page to download and store the Mac application, you can either look for that information in the iOS App Store blurb, tells you what the website is, or you can go to www.jolesky.com, that's dolejsky.com/remote-mic, R-E-M-O-T-E-mic. So that's www.dolejsky.com, dolejsky.com/remote-mic. So basically, as far as the Mac's concerned, you download the image, as in the DMG file from the website using Safari on your Mac, and you will end up with a .dmg file in your downloads directory. Open that file up with Commando. I like to put the image view back into list view, so you can do command number 2 on your keyboard, interact with the table, and then you can just copy the Remote Mic app to your clipboard with command C, navigate to your applications directory, and then paste it into that applications directory, and then you can run the Remote Mic application for your Mac from your applications directory. So what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to first of all say that I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I've already downloaded and installed the Remote Mic console to my Mac, which is currently sitting in my applications folder ready to use. If I was the Remote Mic app goes for my iPhone in this case, my iPhone 4S, I've installed the app. And what I'm actually going to do now is run the application. So I touch my screen and my iPhone.
Remote Mic.
Okay, and of course you can hear that I've got my hints turned off with VoiceOver. And I'm going to do a one-finger double tap to open up the Remote Mic application on my iPhone 4S. One-finger double tap to open it.
Remote Mic. David's VA iPhone. Heading.
Okay, so it says David's VA iPhone. That's the name of my iPhone that the remote console will be looking for when I run it on my Mac through my wireless home network. So if I do one finger flick to the right with VoiceOver.
Waiting for console is David's VA iPhone.
Okay, waiting for console is David's VA iPhone, and one finger flick to the right again.
Button.
That's a button which basically takes you to information about the website to download the Remote Mic console for your Apple Mac. So basically what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to unplug my iPhone from my mixer. Okay, it's unplugged. Now that's running, I'm actually going to take my iPhone out to my kitchen, stick it in front of my radio, and I'll leave the radio on, and I'll come back, and then we'll run the Remote Mic, and we can see if we can pick up the Remote Mic on my iPhone from my children's rumpus room where I'm currently sitting doing this recording. So I shall be back in a minute. Okay, so my iPhone is now in my kitchen in front of the radio that's currently playing the ABC News radio channel in Australia. And I've currently got my MacBook Pro back on my lap. So since I'm running VoiceOver on my Mac, let's move to the desktop with Shift-V-O-D or Shift-Control-Option-D, remembering that control and option keys are the VO keys for VoiceOver. Okay, so shift VOD or shift control option D for desktop.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Let's go to my applications folder where I installed the remote mic console application. So shift command A for applications.
Applications window.
Now I'm not going to interact with the list view because I'm just going to type in REM to jump down to the remote mic console app.
Remote mic console.app. November 1920.
Okay, so that's the remote mic console. I'm going to open it with Command O.
Open. Remote mic console. Remote mic console window. Button has keyboard focus.
Okay, let me use VO right arrow control option right arrow.
Table.
Okay, let's interact with the table with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with table, row 1. Remote mix in range, David's VA iPhone, text.
Okay, so remote mics in range, David's VA iPhone. So that's fine with me, so I'm going to uninteract with shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with table, row 1 of 1, remote mix in range, David's VA iPhone, version 1.11.
Okay, I'm going to go and move to the right with VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Connect button.
And I'm going to connect. So VO spacebar or control option spacebar.
Press real-time playback. Checkbox.
Okay, so I've got real-time playback and it's currently checked. Of course, if I did VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Uncheck, real-time playback, checkbox.
Okay, I've unchecked it, so I want to check it. So VO spacebar, control option spacebar again.
Check, real-time playback, checkbox.
Okay, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Button.
That's a button. Now if I press that button, I'm just going to do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press button. Toolbar.
What that actually does is it opens up Safari and takes you to the
heading level 2 remote mic for iPhone.
The www.doljsky.com/remote-mic website. Okay, so I'm just going to do command tab to switch back to the remote mic console application.
Remote mic console. Remote mic console. Remote mic console window button.
Okay, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Start button.
Okay, and now I'm going to press VO spacebar, control spacebar on start. And what we should then be hearing is the radio playing in my kitchen that I've got my iPhone and running the remote mic app sitting in front of it. So I'll do that now. VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press button.
Of your safety and his wish to be with Johnson. And that the prison's
okay,
intelligence
and there we
system
go.
Failed to
that's
register a report from
mic
a senior officer
app,
that it was well
remote
known
mic
that
app
Williams
on
was
my
cooperating
iPhone.
With police. Bob Hastings denies this.
I want to stop that from playing.
Stop button.
And VO spacebar, control from spacebar.
Button.
Bob Hastings says if
on stop. Okay, and there we go. It's actually stopped the remote mic console from monitoring my iPhone now. Okay, so that's basically the remote mic console app. I'm just going to press Command Q to quit out of there.
Safari, remote mic for iPhone.
Okay, and I've come back to the website of the remote mic applications website that we previously launched before from the actual remote mic console application. And I should say a couple of comments here in ending. The application was developed in 2009, but it seems to run okay in Lion. The comments on the App Store in regards to the remote mic application itself are not that favourable. It says it's basically unstable, it's only for Windows XP, it's only supposed to be for Mac 10.5, which is Leopard, and the fact that it's a bit unstable doing live streaming. Given those comments though, when I've run it, I mainly use it for that when I'm in the study and my children are in the rumpus room, I normally have it running in the background, monitoring them, so that when I'm home by myself with my kids, I can know what they're doing even though I'm actually working in the study, which is on the other side of the house from the rumpus room. And I find doing that sort of monitoring has actually worked quite well. It's probably jumped out about once in a couple of months of actually using the application, so I find actually using it quite stable. I haven't actually used it for any live streaming of conversations. conferences, but you could basically use a local Wi-Fi network. You could pop your iOS device in front of the speaker and then sit back somewhere in the auditorium and monitor the talk with your Mac. And if you had some recording software that was recording streaming coming into your Mac, you could actually save your recording to your hard drive for later revision. So that concludes this demonstration of the Remote Mic Console application for your Mac and the Remote Mic app for your iOS device. After this recording's finished, I'm actually going to go and retrieve my iPhone from the kitchen and, of course, press the home button to come out of it. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.